Once again, it's time for the non-productive March Madness competition. The only March Madness, full stop, the only one. It's the only one that exists.
Yep.
This year, our Women in Fiction competition will be focused on women in comedy.
Women in comedy, baby!
Yes, indeed. And this sausage party of a dais is going to talk about all of these fine women. This is not a good way to introduce this. Hey, if you'd like to be on this podcast, especially if you're a woman, just take over the show. We're done. We will leave. You could have the studio. We are officially quitting. It's your time to shine, ladies. But this is our time. No one wants to. We were just okay with that?
I'm fine. Yeah, we're we'll
totally
yeah,
fine.
We're moving on.
I'm letting you dig your hole, Frank.
Good. We've got 32 different games we need to get through. We're going to muscle right through. These are women in comedy. We had no specific rules. Actually, that's not entirely true. I'll quickly go through the rules we did have. They had to be, these are the characters, not the actresses. In fact, an actor can only appear once in our competition, so if you felt like one actor should have had several different roles, well, too bad. We limited it to one. But if multiple characters showed up from one series, that's fair game, unless for some reason we tied them together, like perhaps Laverne and Shirley together. They did not separate them out so that you would have to decide who was funnier, Laverne or Shirley. There may be a real answer to that, but we're not going to address it. Also, comedy is subjective, so this entire competition is pointless. Let's go. Game one. Sue Sylvester from Glee versus Cher from Clueless. Pretty strong characters, I guess, more or less. I
liked Clueless growing up. It was a fun movie.
And Glee is, she's fun to hate. I don't know if she would be really funny. And
I thought she was hysterical.
Was she really good in it?
Yes.
All right,
I thought she was very funny. I, on the other hand, thought that Claire was just dumb.
Well,
not funny. Not
unfortunately,
dumb, funny, just dumb.
You're going to be upset to find out that Cher is moving on to the next round. Oh, no. In game two, we have Mindy from The Mindy Project and Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development. You know what? We actually had two different roles we could have picked Mindy from The Office and in The Mindy Project. And Lucille Bluth, who is basically just the meanest
Jessica
person.
Jessica Walters is awesome.
Yeah, and you just can't beat her, and literally,
I mean, the character's so awesome that they wrote her into Archer.
Yeah, basically, yeah, so that's a two for one. Lucille Bluth moves on to the next round. Game three, Sister Mary Clarence from Sister Act, played by Whoopi Goldberg, and Regina George from Mean Girls, who people thought, I mean, everyone who talked to me about voting on this competition definitely supported Regina George, but apparently I only talked to underdogs because who could beat Whoopi? Whoopi definitely moves on to the next round.
Yep,
Sister
absolutely.
Mary Clarence, I think that's pretty obvious, right? Ooh. I mean, if those are both two movies. I think sometimes when it's a movie versus a series, the series has the edge because there's more sampling. You know, there's a bigger sample, more episodes, more representation there.
Wait, people watch the second movie?
I really hope that the exception proves the rule as we move on to the next game.
Next game. Okay. Frau Blücher. Young Frankenstein. Yep. Versus Edith Bunker, All in the Family.
I hate you, Frank.
I thought you were going to make an Edith Bunker noise.
Archie!
There we go. Thanks for the sound effects.
That was one of the roughest ones.
Really, was it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't. So,
as much as I love Edith, but I love her.
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman is amazing.
Is, oh, yeah.
Gene Stapleton, though, from All in the Family, is iconic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, unfortunately, she does not make it. Edith does not make it to the next round.
I am shocked. Truly shocked.
This is the worst.
That was my first miss, actually.
Yeah, this is terrible. This was a bad choice. Our audience chose. It was very close. I think it may have been down to like a few votes. And I do think this was a mistake. I think Edith Bunker, I know she's kind of like the target in that show, but she is definitely a source of comedy
in that
show.
Yeah, she absolutely brings a lot of laughs
in
that
show. And Frau Blücher is two jokes.
Actually, it would have hurt more if it was Cloris Leachman from Mary Tyler Moore show.
Almost. She was almost on for Mary Tyler Moore, but for some reason the movie outranked her, and we used Cloris Leachman from there. Well, regardless, Cloris and Frau Blücher are moving on to the next round. Bad choice. Edith should have stayed in this game.
Yeah.
All right. Game five. Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers versus Honey Ellis from Fresh Off the Boat. Little graphic we used some animated GIFs in certain polls today, and the one from Ellie is like, I don't even know why I'm here, and neither did our audience. Honey does not move on, but Linda Linda moves on to the next round. Bob's wife, Linda, absolutely one of my favorite characters, I think, of all time. My wife identifies so strongly with Linda, I'm pretty sure we're going to raise our eventual children in the Bob's Burgers
universe
of, yes. Wow. It's not a good look. It's gonna be disastrous. We're gonna have at least one kid who's gonna end up trying to kill everybody else. All right, game six. Lillian Kostuper, I'm probably mispronouncing that. Lillian from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt versus Mrs. White from Clue.
How did that happen? Like, I mean, I guess I know how it happened. But, I mean, Clue was a funny movie. I guess I shouldn't be.
These are two of my favorite actresses.
Oh, absolutely. Madeline
Kahn, man.
They strike me as very odd choices for characters to be entered for these actresses.
Oh, yeah. For these actresses, there are other choices that are far more prolific. Don't cheat by looking at the results, Ken. Yeah, it's
I was actually checking names, and actually, was it Lily von Stupp again with Madeline Kahn would have been better.
Yeah,
for Blazing Saddles,
absolutely.
Especially with the characters' names being so close sounding.
That would have been interesting.
I wish I could remember her name on Taxi.
We weren't aiming for. Oh God, yes, we weren't aiming for puns, Ken. Carol Kane, fabulous. Here's the thing, Madeline Kahn's speech, the one flames at the side of my head is iconic. And she should not have won based on that alone, but she did.
Oh.
Mrs. White moves on to the next round. I don't know. I'm not happy with these. Some of these.
Interesting.
Carol Kane, film choices. You will be missed.
All right. In game seven, this is, I'll admit, I'm clueless on the first group. Abby and Ilana from Broad City. Broad City on Comedy Central. It's hugely popular. You worked on it?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you worked on?
Laid cables for the electric department.
I'll say.
Very interesting.
I'll go on in more details, man. Tell us more about your experiences on the set.
Set stuff up and then they left and then I picked it up.
Nice. All right. Versus Maxine Shaw from Living Single. Living Single, a 90s sitcom I watched way too much of as a kid. It was a close one, but Maxine Shaw does make it to the next round. Yes. I'm excited about this. I don't think there's anything wrong with Broad City, but I also don't think there's anything right because I've never seen it. Episode. So if I'm wrong, write an angry letter to me so we could post it on the internet. That wasn't like a threat or anything. Write a letter to us so we could post the article on our website. Yeah,
we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah, thank you for that. Game eight, Kimmy Schmidt from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt versus Blanche Devereaux from The Golden Girls.
It's got to be so no contest.
I am so annoyed that this contest happened in round one.
Kimmy should definitely win.
Ugh. Why?
Huh?
Why?
Oh my God.
I love Kimmy Schmidt.
She's so funny. Oh God. She's that pure innocence.
It's, you know,
this would have really stung if it was Kimmy versus Rose.
Oh my God. They're almost like spiritually combined.
But
when
you look who provides more humor to the show, I got to give it to Kimmy.
Yeah.
Blanche is funny. The way she works off the other Golden Girls is very funny. But
she was much more of a couplet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's if there's a straight person besides...
super straight, if you will. I agree with most of what you're saying, except that I actually do think Blanche does bring... Like, I think we underestimate how many hilarious things she says. And that's one of the strengths of the Golden Girls. All the characters, unlike some of these shows, we couldn't divorce Laverne and Shirley from each other. But with the Golden Girls, they all have their own strengths.
They're all distinct,
and they're all distinct. And...
they're like the Ghostbusters of, that era of comedy.
Sure, the Ghostbusters of Florida. Yeah, I like this. Kimmy Schmidt is one of my favorite shows of all time, however, so I'm happy to tell you that Blanche Devereaux moves on to the next... Oh my God. And it was relatively one-sided too. Not really one-sided, but I was shocked and excited. Next, game nine, Tina Belcher, Bob's Burgers, a fan favorite character. Tina represents so many of us during that awkward adolescence, versus Karen Walker from Will and Grace, who hopefully represents none of us during any phase in our lives. You are a lush, Ken.
Oh, yes.
I am kind of torn telling you that Karen moves on to the next round.
Yes.
I like Tina. Too bad.
It's a shame.
All right, game 10. Game 10 has Jessica from Fresh Off the Boat versus Pam from Archer. Jess, I don't know if this is like a child of immigrants thing, but Jessica is my mom. That kind of like icy stare, the expectations that you will do better or else, the constant threat of violence, definitely. I identify strongly with this character, and I think she's funny in a way that most people would not recognize. Pam, on the other hand, has everyone seen Archer?
Yeah. I think Pam's a great character on that show.
Amazing, and you starts off as a joke and then becomes more developed, but still remains a joke.
Yep.
Right? That's some weird...
That is the thing, and it works! It just continues. Like,
it works.
You're interested in her character.
Actually, yeah. I'm scared of Pam after she's become developed, actually.
It gets more frightening as the series progresses. And she'll be more frightening in this competition as she moves on to the next round. Pam moves on. Game 11. Britta Perry from Community versus Ashburn and Mullins from The Heat. How many of you know who Ashburn and Mullins from The Heat are?
I do not.
I've seen a picture, so I could tell you.
All right. But. They are the lead characters of the buddy cop movie from the late 2000s.
With
Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock had a couple different, I think both Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock had different roles, but they were in like different other movies that they were nominated for, but this is the one that peaked out. The Heat came at the end of a bunch of buddy cop movies that came out. I think after 21 Jump Street, there was like a few.
Yeah.
It was the other guys and a few other movies. And Britta Perry from Community. Community was a hit kind of underground show. And Britta was basically a joke in that show. She was the lead in the first season and then gradually became more and more of a, oh, shut up, Britta, in a way. Mm-hmm. Which I was never really happy about. Back but off. She was funny. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love The Heat. I think it's an amazing movie. I recommend all of you go out and watch it.
It was okay.
I really enjoyed it. Of all the buddy cop movies of that period, I really thought that was the funniest one. It was just something about the McCarthy and Bullock's chemistry. They had it. I loved it. They do not move on to the next round. Britta goes.
Yay.
Game 12. Lindsay Booth from Arrested Development versus Zoe Johnson from Black-ish.
I'm going to be real. I've never seen an episode of Arrested Development.
Really? Have you seen Black-ish?
I have seen episodes of Black-ish.
I'm going to be really real. I've never seen an episode of Black-ish, but I've seen Arrested Development.
Ooh, all right, so the two of you
watch both shows.
Have a wrestle and then figure out who... Oh, you've seen both? Yes, tell me. Who do you like better? Okay, good. Fine. So what we're going to do is Al and Pete are going to wrestle, and then we're going to determine who the most... the bestest character is.
Give me the bell.
To be perfectly honest... It was a close call, but Lindsay Bluth moves on to the next round. All right, game 13. Annie Edison from Community versus Rose Nylund from The Golden Girls.
Rose, Annie.
Adorable Annie.
I love Annie, but I love me some Rose Nylund, too.
God, you can't... When you're talking about pure comedy, though, who's going to win? Rose.
Yeah.
Rose does incredibly well.
I love Annie, but rare is the time that she has made me laugh.
The interesting thing about, unlike a Golden Girls, where they each have their own like comedy spin on things, legitimate jokes, Community, the situation is often more funny than anything. Game 14, Janet from The Good Place versus Donna Meagle from Parks and Rec.
I support Janet, she's technically not a woman. Or a person. It.
As she has pointed out to us several times during the series, she's not really a girl. Donna Meagle, on the other hand, is one of my favorite characters, Spark and Rest. She's an underrated character. She's a lot like Creed in The Office, where the things they say are goddamn hilarious,
yes,
but they don't necessarily lead in a given episode. Donna, treat yourself is a catchphrase I use every day.
I'm gonna say personally, I've never seen either show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for the
Parks
contribution.
And Rec is really funny.
I'm just saying. I know they're all popular.
I recommend. I think you'll like Parks and Rec. I think you'll definitely like The Good Place because it gets a little weird, and I think you might enjoy the weirdness. But the winner is Donna Meagle. Moves on to the next round. It went back and forth. So earlier in the competition, Janet was in the lead. Then Donna was in the lead for a lot of it. And the last few minutes, Janet kept going, crawling up there, but never unseated Donna. All right, next on our list, two beloved characters from modern sitcoms, Tahani Al-Jamil from The Good Place and Gina Linetti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I just recently started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I avoided it for the longest time because I thought it was going to be a Fox cop comedy or something, and I didn't think it was going to be good. I was so wrong. It's really amazing. It really works well. The Good Place I've been watching from the beginning for whatever reason, and it is amazing. I've never seen a show that makes me think so much and laugh so much at the same time. Both these characters are great. Tahani is awesome. It's weird having a character with the same name as my sister on television. Hey, it's the future. And also, Gina Linetti is hilarious. I think when you put the two of them side by side, Gina is just...
Yeah.
Gina just has more ridiculous humor, and that's why she moves on to the next round. Yeah.
No offense to the character, but Gina is the funnier one.
Yeah, she says more things that make you go, why? How does she get away with it? Game 16. The grandma from Fresh Off the Boat. Aw, she has a lot of funny lines. She's a very hilarious character. Somehow, for the magic of seating, she was put up against Mary Richards from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, no.
And I figured our audience is a bunch of dweebs. They're going to vote for the new show, and they have no history or whatever, but I was wrong. Mary moves on to the next round.
Thank God.
She's perky. I hate perky.
Game 17. Shirley Bennett from Community versus Lois Wilkerson from Malcolm in the Middle. I don't think I ever knew their last name was Wilkerson. Okay, so Lois from Malcolm in the Middle versus Shirley from Community.
I hate Malcolm in the Middle.
Me too.
Really? Yeah.
I despise that show.
Who else hates it?
Malcolm in the Middle is hilarious.
I love it. Right, I like Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah. I thought it was a very funny show.
These people are all objectively
wrong. And especially like Lois. She is violent and angry, but reminds me of my own family. And there's a loving there. And I think one of the things that maybe work against Lois is that people don't think she's funny because she's always screaming, maybe.
Maybe?
Shirley, on the other hand, is judgmental and like the way
sometimes
she...
Sometimes hypocritical.
Hypocritical. Both funny characters, both hard to love in many ways.
Yeah.
But one was a little harder to love. Lois doesn't make it to the next round. Shirley moves on. Huh. Second Community character, second of three. All right. Game 18. We are past the halfway mark. Game 18. It's Liz Lemon versus Sinclair James from Living Single. I like Sinclair James. She was funny, and she was the lovable, dorky sidekick.
But Liz Lemon.
Yeah, Liz Lemon. definitely moves on. Game 19. Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy versus Bo Johnson from Blackish. Bo, I have never seen a more unfair match. Whoever went up against Lucy was going to get suffered, except for that little bias that people have, are like, having Lucy win, you know, that's obvious. We're not going to necessarily do that. I thought maybe that would factor in. Not enough. Lucy moves on to the next round.
Not in this round.
Fair enough. Game 20. April Ludgate from Parks and Rec versus Susie Meyerson from The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon Prime.
Incredible.
It's a good show. It is a good show. I think it rides that line between drama and comedy, though, to the point where, like, it's... And definitely Susie's one of the funnier characters.
Oh, I feel like I'm blanking on this show. Alex, like, I know I've seen trailers for it.
Alex Borstein, I think.
Yeah, Alex Borstein,
Is who plays her. She's, like, a comedy booker. It's about, like, stand-up comedy in the 60s. It's a really good show, and she is a very funny character in a way where you could be funny and still interesting. April from Parks and Rec is pretty damn iconic now. She is the weird one in the, like, the office setting comedy that kind of, like, it's almost a trope now, but she definitely is memorable and probably has some of the most pull quotes next to, like, Ron from that show. I thought this was a hard contest, but April moves on to the next round. Mm. Game 21. Mary Albright from Third Rock from the Sun. Hey, I can't believe Third Rock from the Sun got so many different representations in this show. Good for them. Versus the entire cast from Modern Family, or half the cast. Gloria, Claire, Alex, Haley, and Lily. It was tighter than you would expect.
Really?
This competition to be. I did not think Third Rock would rank very high, but, you know, again, it's the actress, right?
Yeah.
So but compared to the entire half the cast of Modern Family, they move on to the next round. Too bad. Game 22. Eleanor Shellstrop from The Good Place versus Laverne and Shirley. So far, these classic characters have been doing very well.
I really hope they're not knocked out here.
And they are knocked out here. Eleanor from The Good Place knocks them out. You know what? I mad respect for these classic characters, but there's a hunger to see newness out there in the world. And I think that's what we're seeing in some of these competitions. And hope maybe more of the competitions, unless Luz is going to run away with the entire thing. We don't know.
Yep.
Edith Bunker was ripped off, though. Game 23. Elaine Benes from Seinfeld versus Dorothy Zbornak from Golden Girls.
Stop classic on classic violence, people.
This is ridiculous. This is the most outrageous thing that has ever happened.
And B. Arthur,
how did this happen in round one? No one got blown away. This was down by a few votes. And the winner, and possibly the last Golden Girl to appear in our competition, Dorothy moves on to the next round.
Yes.
What sucks about this, the character from Veep got pushed off this list. Because again, one actress, one role. So we only had Elaine in this. I think it was the correct choice. I think Dorothy.
I agree.
I prefer Dorothy, but it was slim. It was very slim. Game 24. Dee Reynolds from Always Sunny in Philadelphia versus Dina from Girls Trip. Thought this would be a close competition, and it was. These are two very raunchy characters. Dee Reynolds moves on to the next round. I think this is one of those situations where a series just carries more.
Yeah, it does.
Because there's more episodes of something.
And she's really funny in that show. So.
Yeah. Game 25. Florence Johnston from The Jeffersons versus Sally Solomon from Third Rock of the Sun. How did that happen? I don't know, but Sally moves on to the next round.
I'm surprised.
Terrible choice. Yeah. I did. Florence was the funniest character from The Jeffersons.
Absolutely, 100%. I think she made that show.
And one of the funniest shows. Third Rock is a great show, and I think we maybe knocked it down a little bit by saying we were surprised it showed up at all on the list, but I don't know.
Was that show on for like 9 seasons?
Which one? Third Rock. Yeah, it was on for like
The Jeffersons, like, was on for like almost 11 though.
Yeah, like and
we're talking about us talking down Third Rock.
Oh yeah,
you know, like, I love The Jeffersons.
Game 26 comes after 25. Annie Walker from Bridesmaid versus Ruby Johnson from Blackish.
I don't know what it was. Like, I'm not a gross out humor kind of guy. I think that's what it is.
Is it a gross out humor movie?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think there's pooping.
All right.
There's a lot more than that. It's just,
like it's not all gross out humor.
No, it's
there's
not.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it.
Right? Yeah. It's an SNL alum, a famous role, famous movie, did amazingly well. Blackish is a very popular sitcom, has like an icon in the role. It came really close, folks. But Ruby moves on to the next round.
Good.
All right, game 27. Maybe Fouquet from Arrested Development versus Murphy Brown from Murphy Brown.
Wow.
Her name is in the show.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not the most popular character. You know, she's fun. And you know what? It's easy to say she's not the lead, not a very important character in Arrested Development because she was a kid in the original one. But these characters all were used well throughout.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
There's really no secondary. It was an ensemble cast. But, you know, Murphy Brown is legendary.
Yeah.
Which is why it's devastating that Maybe moves on.
Wow.
Maybe moves on.
I think the new episode of Murphy Brown kind of worked against her.
I liked the new season.
It was okay.
You know what? Murphy Brown made me chuckle, but Maybe made me laugh.
I guess. I'm
with Pete on this one. Like, going back to thinking about the episodes of that show I've actually watched, like, it's like, they were all right. I think it goes back to the situations were funny.
Actually,
it wasn't necessarily the characters that were funny.
Murphy Brown always found more of an ensemble piece, though. Where it's,
true.
It was more of the supporting cast, too, that got a lot of spotlight.
It was an intellectual comedy rather than a rolling around the floor laughing comedy.
We're going to find out in the next round how many of these Arrested Development characters move on. Because if the three move on, then we just have a contingent, a non-pro, that are just Arrested Development fans. Which I'm not happy about, but, you know, if it's a trend-setting comedy, of course it's going to happen. Game 28, speaking of trend-setting comedies, Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock. Again, multiple roles you could have been nominated for, but Jenna Maroney gets it for you. And Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. Wow. These are two big icons, except, of course, Leslie Knope moves on to the next round.
Makes sense.
Game 29. We have our next game, Sophia Petrello from Golden Girls versus Pam Beasley from The Office.
I can't even say anything. No analysis.
How did this even show up this way? It's unbelievable.
I'm just concerned. Although I like The Office, I never looked at Pam as the...
How is Pam on? All right. Anyways, Don't worry about it. All the Golden Girls are moving on.
Was there really any doubt they weren't going to go 4-for-4?
I don't know.
In the numbers, yes, they were very close. This Sophia was the closest, I think, compared to like Blanche and Rose. Well, it's just shocking. No, it was actually, technically it was closer with Elaine and Dorothy, but that at least there was a fight there to have. Our next game will be Phoebe Buffay. Or Buffy?
Buffay.
Buffay. From Friends versus Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Love that little kid. She's adorable. And holy crap, I misread this. I was about to say something disappointed. Phoebe, most popular sitcom of all time, possibly, does not move on.
Oh,
Louise!
No.
Louise,
I am so happy about this.
Oh, I am not.
No.
Why the hatred for Friends?
I just don't like Phoebe. I just don't like Friends. And I didn't think Phoebe was really all that funny either.
Do you know how close we got to having all three of the female characters from Friends in the competition? But like, I mean, you know what? They're funny.
If I had to pick, Phoebe's
the only one who deserved to be in there.
Yeah, my feelings are that, yes. And in our final game of this competition, Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
You won't say Scherbatsky.
Scherbatsky, yeah.
I will not say that. Versus Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show. You know what? As much as I did not really like How I Met Your Mother during its run, because I just didn't feel like it was a show for me. I've seen it in syndication. I mostly watch these shows in syndication, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm a busy man with busy things to do and stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. But like, I didn't really watch it, but Robin does have some amazing pull lines. Some just really funny moments. And moments. Like, the fact that her character has so many nicknames because of the various roles she's taken on television. Very interesting. Kitty has got the one thing, right? She's the mom. She's funny. She occasionally gets high and goofy, but that's it.
She's a full-blown alcoholic. And that's
That's
hilarious.
I mean, I feel like there's better characters on that show you could have nominated than her.
Unfortunately, you didn't, and no one else did either, because Kitty was the only one, and she moves on to the next round.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Kitty beats Robin, yes. So that is our that's our pool. For round two, we're going to have the poll up by the time you hear this podcast. So that's going to be exciting. And we might actually have a playoff round for Patreon patrons where you could actually play off some of the losers to get back into the competition. You have to back our Patreon to find out details of this, but it's going to be lit. I don't care.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.